हेलो, वेलकम टू द सेल्फ लर्निंग पॉडकास्ट बाय डॉक्टर सुषमा सिंह। टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू स्टार्ट बुक सोशल मूवमेंट्स एंड पॉलिटिक्स इन इंडिया, यूनिट 1, सोशल मूवमेंट्स मीनिंग्स सिग्निफिकेंस एंड कंपोनेंट्स। लेट अस नाउ इंट्रोड्यूस द चैप्टर। Social movements are universal, found in all societies in the past and present. Their nature, scope and frequency vary. In the early period of political formation, social movements shaped the state, its function, responsibilities as well as accountability, and also its political boundaries. They also played an important role in distribution of power among various segments in society. In modern times, they have played a very important role in challenging the church and feudal authority, foreign rules and authoritarian regimes. French and Russian Revolution, Indian Freedom Movement, various peasant movements have profound impact on our lives. The fascist movement in Germany, Islamic movement in Middle East, Hindu movement in India, or Tamilian movement in Sri Lanka have not only influenced political system but also value system of the people. Their legacies influence us all in a variety of ways. In the contemporary times, their occurrences are in all the states. They often, though not always, play decisive role in all political systems, democratic and authoritarian. They make and unmake political institutions, norms of social and political behavior, and also nature of regimes. Social and political conflicts as well as expectations of the people get reflected in movements. Understanding of social movements is important not only for all those who are dissatisfied with the present social and political order, but also to those who are contented with the system, to understand fragility of the political institutions and their future. Any socially sensitive person, no matter one is activist or academic, one is sympathetic or critic of the political system, cannot ignore social movements of the time. Our understanding of nature of political institutions and their working, nature of constitution, political decisions and legislation remain incomplete without understanding social movements. We will have a better understanding of the directive principles and fundamental rights of the Indian constitutions if we carefully analyze political processes which affected Indian freedom movement in the 1930s and 1940s. Similarly, various land reforms legislations of the 1950s have antecedents in peasant movements in different parts of the country. In short, our understanding of political institutions and processes remain incomplete without the understanding of social movements. The study of social movements offers a way to blend humanistic and social scientific concerns. The humanistic concern with historical understanding and values, and the social scientist concern with using general principle of systematically order empirical data can be joined. Factual knowledge of these events is required if we are to know how to interpret, order, and compare them. In this unit, objective is to understand the definition of social movements and their comparison with political movements, as well as the importance and components of social movements. Now let us go to the next point, definition of social movements. In common parlance, media and political circles, the term social movement is often used, loosely conveying different meanings. Sometimes it is used to show a historical trend like modernization or urbanization. The term is also used to indicate a set of activities undertaken by one or many organizations to bring change in society, such as education movement launched by the government Department of Education for starting schools and enrolling students. It is also used for collective action of the segment of society. The phrase social movement is in vogue among political leaders and social activists to camouflage their political activities. However, the term social movement gained currency in European language in the early 19th century. This was the period of social upheaval. Church and authority, the absolute power of the monarchs, were challenged. People were demanding democratic rights and asserting for freedom and equality. The political leaders and authors who used the term social movement were concerned with the emancipation of the exploited classes and the creation of a new society by changing property relationships. Their ideological orientation is reflected in their definition. Hence, there is no one definition of social movement. Scholars and social activists have different ideological positions on political system and expected social change. And even those who share the same meaning of social change often differ in their views on strategy and path to bring change. But one thing is certain among all conceptualization of social movement, that is collective action. It is about the mobilization of the people for political action. However, collective action as such is not synonymous of social movement. Action of a mob in streets is, though a collective behavior, it cannot be called a social movement. For instance, when a mob at the railway station stops a train for misbehavior of railway staff or prefer to travel without ticket, cannot be called social movement. Nor riots between two ethnic groups, or action of looting food grains from shops, or destruction of public property can be called so. These acts by themselves are not social movements. They may be a part, one of the programs of the social movement. We do not call these collective behavior as social movements because they are often impulsive and do not aim at bringing social change. They are reaction to a particular situation. However, when they are engineered as a program of larger agenda for social change, challenging or even perpetuating power of a particular group for status quo, then rioting may become a part of the social movement. For instance, those who desire to establish dominance of a community engineer rights to create insecurity and thereby community consciousness against other community. In such a case, right is not an impulsive isolated phenomena. Or in several cases, social movements emerge from riots as they breed political activities to sustain emotion of the people. Collective action of bringing social change is an important dimension of definition of social movements. Of course, the collective action for maintaining or not disturbing social change as perceived by others is also social movement. Such collective action for status quo may be called counter movement. Moreover, there is no one meaning of social change. This is evident from the following sample definitions of social movements used in social science literature. Paul Wickison defines social movement as a deliberate collective endeavor to promote change in any direction and by any means, not excluding violence, illegality, revolution, or withdrawal into utopian community. Social movements are thus clearly different from historical movements, tendencies, or trends. It is important to note, however, that such tendencies and trends and the influence of the unconscious or irrational factor in human behavior may be of crucial importance in illuminating the problems of interpreting and explaining social movements. According to Herbert Blumer, social movements can be viewed as collective enterprises to establish a new order of life. They have their inception in the condition of unrest and derive their motive power on one hand from dissatisfaction with the current form of life and on the other hand from wishes and hopes for a new scheme or system of living. For Don McAdam, social movements are those organizing efforts on the part of excluded groups to promote or resist changes in the structure of society that involve recourse to non-institutional forms of political participation. Social movements are, according to Sidney Tarrow, collective challenges based on common purposes and social solidarities in sustained interaction with elites, opponents, and authorities. Note, three important elements of above definitions are collective action, social change, and common purpose. Strictly speaking, therefore, agitation or protest are not social movements because they more often than not do not aim at bringing social change. They do not conceive that. They are reaction to a particular situation. But at the same time, more often than not, a social movement develops in course of time and it begins with protest or agitation, which may not have conceived the notion of political change. For instance, when students of the engineering college in Gujarat protested against the mess bill, it was a relatively spontaneous act. But that protest led to a Nav Nirman Andolan of 1974 in Gujarat. Moreover, a particular collective action may be only an agitation for some scholars and a movement for others, depending upon the level of analysis and the perspective. For example, the collective action of a section of society demanding the formation of linguistic states. In the 50s was viewed as an agitation by some and as movement by others. Similarly, though riots are not social movements, they are more often than not part of ongoing movement. Here we want to close up today's lecture. Thank you so much for your attention.